This in the studio. Welcome to Hemi Hemingway.
Hello.
We meet again.
We meet again.
What did you come up for? You came up for a drive with me, didn't you?
I think so, like yeah.
And you played us some songs. It was awesome.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Tamaki today?
I'm here for Viagra Boys.
You're here for Viagra Boys?
Yep. I've been, my friend, when I was still living in London, 2019, my friend and I started a band, and that was his touch point, and it took me a while to actually listen to what he was talking about. And he played me on Streetworm's Deluxe Edition. The last song is a Waylon Jennings cover.
Yep.
Ain't Living Long Like This, and I lost my mind.
Honestly, like, we all had that moment where the Viagra Boys just totally, like, cracked us and just broke us down and built us up again.
It came out of nowhere.
It did.
I'd never heard anything like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I hope you have a great night. I'm off to David Byrne tonight, so.
Oh, yeah. That'll be okay, I guess.
It'll be all right. Hey. Awesome. So we're here talking about the upcoming Wings of Desire.
Wings of Desire.
Tell us a little bit more. I've loved every single that's come out so far. You've got the four out and a brand new one. Yesterday, was it? The City's
Monday.
Monday.
Excuse
there you go.
Me. Yeah.
Sorry, no, that's just me. Time is a construct, man.
Yeah.
The City's Trying to Break My Heart. It's quite, like, it's almost a bit of a departure from the usual Hemi Hemingway way.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Interestingly, that was, like, one of the first ones I wrote for the album.
Cool.
And I was like, whoa, okay, this is, I think, you know, I got really, really hyper fixated on 80s kind of new wave, synth pop, kind of gothy kind of stuff. And, that I wrote that and was like, oh, you know, it was almost like an experiment.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe this could work. And so it just helped to develop the whole album.
Well, from what we've heard so far, I think it's working very well.
Thank you. You're too kind.
It's awesome when the kind of goth mood strikes and really hooks its little claws in. It's awesome.
It's appropriate in any setting.
It really is. Mm. And I will live and die on that hill. So there's four singles out and it's coming out 20th of February.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Very excited.
Very excited. And you're up for your own special announcement. I've kept the listeners in the dark about this, but you've got an Auckland gig to celebrate Wings of Desire.
It's out. The album drops February 20th, and then 1 week later, February 27th, we're having an album launch party. I'm bringing the full band up, playing all the songs from the album. Nick of the Woods. We've got Roy Irwin playing solo.
Oh,
really
cool.
Yeah,
Roy Irwin's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a hard name to say out loud until I just attempted to. Roy Irwin.
Yeah, I kind of made like a boing boing boing.
Yeah, sorry, Roy. I'm very sorry.
Roy Irwin, if you're listening, we love you lots.
Yeah.
He's an amazing performer. And then you've got the full band. Does the band enjoy playing these tracks, like these more synthy tracks?
Yeah, I think so. But it does require playing some backing tracks and playing to a click track. And some people have taken some convincing. To play to a click track.
Put them through their paces.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, poor band.
Yeah. You know what? I appreciate them greatly.
You know what makes me the most excited about Wings of Desire is there's such a, like, in my eyes, there's such a clear creative goal behind it that you can really hear it come through in the tracks.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say that. So weird to say this. I agree. I feel like it was, there was a lot of intention behind it. Although some of it kind of happened quite last minute. Some of the songs I didn't even plan on putting on the album. Wings of Desire, which is the title track, I didn't plan on putting on the album. I didn't even plan on recording until James Goldsmith, who recorded and co-produced it with me, he encouraged me to do that one. And also Josh Dom, the drummer, and my good friend who I'm up here with to see Viagra Boys, he encouraged me to do Wings of Desire as well, and that kind of helped to shape the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I've also found it delightfully adjacent to Alex Cameron's music. Have you heard much Alex Cameron?
Yeah. I do. I am a fan of Alex Cameron. I was just telling Heidi, and I was having a conversation recently about how I am a weird kind of music listener where I don't often like music wholly and completely, if that makes sense.
You know? Yeah, there's always like aspects of it.
Yeah, I'm like, and sometimes Alex Cameron's voice used to like grate me a little bit after too long of listening, and then I saw footage of him live, and I was like, oh, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a great performer that like, and then I just started, you know, it's that kind of thing. It just takes a little getting used to.
Did you see him live at the Hollywood?
I haven't seen him live. I've only watched footage of him live.
Oh, I saw him live at the Hollywood.
How was that?
Far out. He was amazing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. He's charismatic.
Yeah.
And live as well. You can see it even just from videos, from footage.
Yeah.
It must be so different in person.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I mean, now it's just a waiting game for it to come out, don't you?
Yeah, keeping people waiting.
How does it feel like having a full album totally done, totally ready to go, but you've got a release date that you have to wait for? Is it a bit like Christmas or birthdays?
Yeah, it's like, because it's by the time it's out, it will have been ready for almost a year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, musically, like, ready. Yeah. And the artwork I actually had ready a while ago.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of you wearing a cowboy hat and
that's it.
Like a big kind of explosion behind you.
Yeah, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but we have Ashley Church, Dinosaur Toast, took that photo, which is a beautiful photo. And we have Vape Smoke to thank for that. She set up these amazing lights, and then we had someone ducking down behind me. Just big puff.
On the hoon.
Yeah, but don't tell anyone. I shouldn't broadcast that. Luckily, I just said this in private.
Yeah, luckily you didn't say this live on air.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me, Hemingway. We've got a gig to look forward to, album release party, and we've also got the album, of course, coming out on the 20th of Feb. Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to listen to the new single.
Amazing. Thanks so much for having me.
The City's Trying to Break My Heart from Hemingway.